I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Congratulations on tuning in to the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of that, you're going to be a go-getter because you're going to have personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. When we put all of this together, not a piece of it, but all of it together, you have the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic, today we're talking about getting with the right people, getting the right people on your side, connecting with those people, linking up, building your team, whatever you want to call it, your connections, your network, getting with the people who are getting after it the same way you're getting after it, getting with the people who want to get it the same way that you want to get it. You need to go find these people. You know, they say in life that if you want to go fast, do things alone. If you want to go far, bring people with you. But the thing is, you can't carry people with you. There may be people who you will love to bring with you on your journey to success, but those people just don't want it the same way that you want it. They're not as dedicated as you. They're not as disciplined as you. They don't have the mental toughness that you have. They don't have the vision that you have. Maybe they don't have any goals. Maybe they're great people. You love hanging with them and spending time with them, but you understand, you can probably see the writing on the wall at this point in your life that as you continue to improve the way that you're improving, you're going to slowly grow apart from that person simply because you're getting better and that person is not improving at the same pace, or maybe not improving at all. You understand that. You understand that you can't carry people with you. The people you want to bring with you got to be people who want to run at the same pace that you want to run, or walk at the same pace you walk, or drive at the same pace that you drive. You can't carry those people. They got to be able to go on their own too, but go the same direction and the same speed that you're going at. They have to be at that speed. They have to be at that velocity. And the question that we want to answer here today is, how do you find these people and where are they at? Where are these people? The people that you want to run with, I get plenty of messages all the time over the years from people who say, hey, I want to get better. I want to improve myself. I'm motivated. I'm inspired. I'm disciplined. You know, I'm doing all the things I need to do to get better and continue to get better. And I'm investing in myself. But the problem is the people around me just aren't like that. My family members aren't like that. My friends are not as dedicated as I am. I love my friends. I love being around them and the people in my family, but they just don't have the dedication that I have. What am I supposed to do? Usually it's just people just are lamenting the fact that the people who they've been around for so long, they don't have the same drive that this person has, the person who's talking has. And what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to just go it alone? Do they separate themselves from these people? What you can do is what I'm going to talk about here today. And we're going to talk about how you can actually find the people you need. Number one, as we talked about already here, you understand you can't turn an elephant into a lion. And you can't turn a lion into an elephant. You cannot change people from who they are. So what you need to do, first of all, is look around at the people you're around right now, whoever you can see around you right now, I mean, metaphorically or literally, and see them for exactly what they are. What type of person is this? Is this person really trying to get it the way that you're trying to get it? Are they really trying to go where you're trying to go? Are they really as ambitious as you are ambitious? You need to look at people clearly for who they are. And the thing is, if you spend any amount of time around a person, they're going to show you exactly who they are and exactly what they're about. So it's not a matter of you waiting for them to show you. It's a matter of you being fearless enough. And I'm going to tell you why fearless is the phrase. Fearless enough to see people for exactly who they are. Because if you're afraid of letting go of people, and we talked about letting go a couple episodes ago, if you're afraid of letting go of people, then your fear is going to make you see something in someone that doesn't exist in them. Your fear is going to make you say, so if you say, I'm afraid of letting go of my two best friends, because you're afraid of letting go of those people in order for you to move on and get to where you want to go in life, you're going to look at them and say, well, yeah, they're as motivated as me. They're ambitious. They have goals. They want to get better. They're developing themselves as people when they're really not. So you're going to see things in them that's not really there. You're seeing a lion in what is actually an elephant. So your ability to see clearly is really about letting go of the fear of letting go of people. When you can get rid of the fear of letting go of people who may just not be on the same page that you're on, they may not be in the same book or even in the same library that you're in. Let those people go, at least mentally, at least for the time that you're going to be focusing on your work, on your craft, on the outcomes you want in life. If you can be fearless enough to do that, then you can see, okay, this is an elephant, this is a lion. But when you see the elephants, you know that's an elephant. When you see a lion, you know it's a lion. You got to stop wasting time trying to change people that you know are not who you are. People who are not driven as you are driven, don't waste time trying to change people. You are not going to be able to change them into being you. All right? You're not a magician, and the magic that we see is really just really good sleight of hand. So you're not going to turn, there's no magic trick that's going to turn an elephant into a lion. You got to see the elephants for being the elephants. When it's time to play with the elephants, you can go over there. You know where they're at. And when it's time to run with the lions, then you know where to go find the lions. But you got to be clear, first of all, as who these people are who are around you. And when you get around other people, sharpen your instinct, sharpen your skill of perception, which we've given a whole episode to, which you can see at dreallday.com/podcast. Sharpen your skill perception so you can start to see who are the right people who I'm actually looking for. Point number two, and today's topic is getting around the people who want to get it the same way that you want to get it. Number two, the people who you will want to run with in life, they're going to show themselves. They're going to make themselves obvious. The people who you want to run with, people you want to be on teams with, the people who had the same drive and had the same dreams and had the same ambition and the same dedication and the same level of initiative that you have. They are out there. These people do exist. So if you're wondering if they exist, yes, they do exist. Understand that these people will show themselves. They will make themselves seen. It will be very obvious when these people come around you. You're going to see them. You're going to say, man, this is a special person. This person reminds me of me. This person, they may have completely different skills, different background, different way of expressing themselves. But you can see somewhere fundamentally that they're very similar to you. And you're going to say to yourself, this is the person. You may not think it consciously at the moment. You're just going to be feeling something maybe unconsciously. It's just a hunch that you're going to feel like, I don't know what it is about this person, but it's something. It might not be till the next day or 3 days later that you realize, oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. But whoever this person is, they're going to make it obvious. You're going to feel something or see something or say something or hear something. Yourself is going to tell you, you know what, this is the person. But the thing is, it's the thing you got to understand. When you get around that person who really is as driven as you are, who wants to get it the same way that you want to get it, that person may not be looking for you. They may not be coming after you. They may not be hunting you down saying, hey, I've been looking for the person I need to be running with, and it looks like it's you. My horoscope told me that you would have on a red hat and black shoes today, so it must be you. They may not be coming after you, though, so hard. Maybe they already got their own thing going on. Maybe they're not even thinking about anything like that. Maybe they just want to get a hot dog and a can of soda, and you're looking at them like, hey, this is the person Dre was talking about on his podcast. They may not be coming after you so hard. They may not be chasing after you, which brings us to point number three. You got to train yourself to see who these people are and get your sales game up. getting your sales game up. And today's topic, again, for those who came in late, is getting with the people who are trying to get after it, who want to get it the same way that you want to get it. Point number three, when you come across these people who may not be chasing after you, but you can tell they're the right person, you got to step your sales game up. Now, why am I talking about sales? Are you going to sell them a t-shirt? Are you going to sell them a hat? No, what you're going to sell them is on your vision. Sell them on the vision of what you and that person and whomever else you have with you already can do together. Sell them on the vision of where things can go. Sell them on why they really need to sit down with you so y'all can talk about, well, you can talk about where you're going. You can find out where they're going and see how the two of you can do it together. You got to get your sales game up. You got to be able to sell them on you so that they'll give you the time, and maybe whatever it is they have going on, they'll stop doing that or maybe merge it into what you're doing. Because listen, people who are like you, who are ambitious, they're driven, they have goals, they want to get somewhere, they're not just sitting around doing nothing, hoping that you run up on them one day and say, hey, I got something we can do. They're usually doing things themselves. I mean, look at you. Are you doing things? Are you active? Are you out there making yourself better, investing in yourself on a daily basis? If the answer is yes, then the people who want to get it the same way that you want to get it, they're out there doing that too. They're not just sitting around waiting for something to happen. They're out there making things happen. So when they see you, they're still going to be on their path to making things happen. You may be a nice guy or a nice girl, but they still got to keep doing what they got to do. You got to have a good enough sales game to get them to step away from what they're doing and listen to what you have to say, and maybe completely step away from what they're doing and run with you and do what you and them are going to do or what you're already doing or whatever the situation may be. But you got to have a sales game to do that. The people who you want to get on your team are not going to just be sitting around waiting for you. Well, let me explain what I mean when I say get your sales game up. First of all, what are you doing that's exciting to other people? What are you doing that would get a person who already has things going on excited enough to drop what they're doing and get involved with what you're doing? What are you doing that would get a person who is already looking at some situations that they're dealing with in life excited enough to say, okay, let me pause these situations just to hear what you have to say, let alone actually get involved with what you're doing, but just to listen to you? What are you doing that's exciting enough to get their attention? Can you even get somebody's attention? And once you have it, can you keep it? Another thing you got to do when we talk about getting your sales game up is, what can you offer them that they don't have? When you sell something to someone, you're offering them something. When I signed up for Wi-Fi service at my condominium, I was signing up for something I didn't have. I was willing to pay for something that I did not have. I didn't have Wi-Fi. I was willing to pay for the Wi-Fi. That's the only way a sale can be made. You can't sell people stuff that they already have. You can sell them more if they want more, but you're not going to sell people something that they don't see a need for and that they don't already have. If someone came and knocked on my door and tried to sell me a case of bottled water, I'm not going to buy it because I'm good with drinking the water that comes straight out of the faucet. That's just me. So you got to sell people something that they don't already have. What are you offering them? Are you offering them an opportunity that they don't have? Is it excitement? Some people will buy excitement. Some people buy opportunity. Some people will buy into making a certain amount of money. Some people will buy into giving them something to do that is way more stimulating than what they were doing before. So you got to, first of all, again, back to the skill of perception. Are you paying attention to the people around you? Are you paying attention to people you come across on a daily basis? Can you tell what type of person you're dealing with without needing to study them every day for 3 years? Can you tell the type of person you're dealing with and what they are actually looking for? Not what you're looking for, but what they're actually looking for. When you know what someone else is looking for, then you know what to sell them. And if you have what you need to sell them, then you can make a sale. Maybe. What can you offer them that they don't have? That's the other question you got to ask when we talk about getting your sales game up. Point number four, and today's topic is getting with the people who want to get it the same way that you want to get it. If there is a question, if you got to ask a question, hey, is this person really serious? Is this person really bought in? We're talking about this person you came across who may be that right person. Are they really all in? Do they really want to get better? Do they really want to do it as bad as I want to do it? Do they really want to go as far as I want to go? If you have to ask that question, they're probably not the right person. If you got to ask the question, is this person really dedicated? Are they really serious? Are they really going to do what they said they're going to do? Do they really want to make this happen the way they said they want to make it happen? As soon as you start thinking that, they're not the right person. You're dealing with the wrong person. They might have looked like the right person. Doesn't mean that you made a mistake. The only mistake would be is if you're asking these questions and you don't immediately remove them because you know they're the wrong person. They say in business that you hire slowly and fire quickly. You can take your time evaluating someone to make sure they may be the right type of person. But as soon as they give you a sign that they're not, get rid of them immediately. That's what that principle means. Hire slow and fire fast. If there is a question, you are dealing with someone who is not the right person, at least not for this situation that you have here. They may be a great person in regular life or in another space, but they're not the right person to run with you right now. You understand? Let's recap today's topic, which is getting with the people who are trying to get it the same way you want to get it. Number one, you cannot make an elephant into a lion. So you got to see people for who they are. Look at people and see, okay, this person is this. They're at this level. This is where they're at right now. This is who I am. This is the level I'm at. This is where I am right now. Do these match? If they don't match, then listen, you can't turn that elephant into a lion. Don't waste time trying to change people into being like you. You are going to fail at it anyway. Number two, the people you want to run with will show themselves. It's going to be obvious when you come across them. Something's going to tell you that there's something about this person that you need to stay around them. But the thing is, they're like you. They're out there taking initiative, making things happen, chasing after their goals. So they may not be chasing after you. So that brings us to point number three. You got to get your sales skills up. Your sales game has to be on point, meaning what are you doing that's exciting enough to another person to divert their attention from what they're doing? And what can you offer them that they already have? You need both. What can you offer me that I don't have? What are you doing that's going to get my attention, first of all? And what are you offering me that's going to keep my attention? And number four, if there's a question, if you got to ask a question, is this person really dedicated? Are they serious? They said this thing, but this is the action that they took. As soon as you have a question, they got to go. They're not the right person. Hire slow, fire fast. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.